Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sam Roberts with Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors in Houston, Texas. Sam, how you doing?
Very well. Thank you, Kemp.
It's good to talk to you. A little background before we get into what's going on with your business as a result of this coronavirus. You're a member of the NFA. You were president several years ago. You have 10 locations in the area. We did a best practices story on you in December of 2009. One of the things you always talk about when you talk to advice to independent flooring retailers is that the business is one piece of the investment, but the property is another piece of the investment as well, right?
That's right.
So a lot of people want to know what independent retailers are doing, and with 10 stores, how many people do you have now?
Just under 50, not counting installation people.
All right. So, I mean, that's a heck of a lot of people that count on you for their livelihood. And you're making some decisions, you know, around keeping them employed. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we figure we have over 100 families who make their living from Roberts Carpet and Fine Floors.
Yeah.
So at the moment, and in an expectation that we'll continue, our stores remain open. We're an essential business. We're doing a lot of things to try to keep everyone healthy. We're doing social distancing. We're being careful about how many people are around at a given time. We've got protocols having to do with disinfectants and other things of that nature. When we go to people's homes, we're wearing masks and gloves. We're doing a variety of things, but we queried our people, and 100% of them wanted to continue working and stay open. We're pretty much committed to the idea that we're going to do that. Things can change, but I think it's likely that we'll continue unless the government shuts us down, and then we'll see.
All right. Well, I like the attitude of Texans. I always have. So you've polled your people, and you've said, do you guys want to work and get a check? And 100% of them say yes, right?
Every single one of them wants to continue working and wants the stores to remain open. So we made it clear that they could stay home if they wanted to, and if they felt bad, we wanted them to stay home. But even if they didn't feel bad, if they felt safer, there'd be no penalty there. They all want to continue working. They want to ensure that we continue, and it's just everybody wants to do it. We want to support that.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this. You are a studious person, and you've probably already looked into what was signed into law last Friday. And
oh, yeah.
I'm thinking that you've kind of figured it out already. That there's two provisions to help you keep afloat. Tell us about that.
So there are two. Part of the disaster relief program, there's a PPP program, which is the program everybody knows about that has to do with the government providing with documentation, salaries, your payroll, and they include insurance and other things that you contribute for 2.5 months, 2.5 months. So you take what you've paid in the past year from last January 31st to this January 31st, and you divide it by 12 and multiply it times 2.5, they'll pay for 2.5 months. And you can use those funds to also pay rent and other things, but having said that, then you're just going to run out of money in a month. Mm-hmm. So that's the amount, and basically if you insure people, so far it looks like if you keep people employed, 100% of them, or at least 90% of them, I believe is the rule, through June 30th, the government will turn the loan into a grant. And then they'll adjust if some people are let go. That's that particular program, and that's going to compensate you for some of your payroll. But obviously, the payroll expenses are going to be more, frankly, than what the government's allowing. Businesses slowed to a trickle. So, but it's still a good program because it's helpful. It contributes some. The next program is the EIDL SBA program, and basically what that does is I believe it provides up to 6 months of operating expenses, and you get approximately 6 months delay before repayment begins. The loan is at 3.75%, amortized for 30 years. There's a lot of forms that need to be filled out and a lot of information required. So the bank wants tax returns, and there's income and expense statements and lots of things, personal financial statements, all of those sorts of things are required.
All right, so you're filling out the forms, and you've got children involved. I met your daughter in Las Vegas, and she was really sharp. You got her in a marketing role, and you've got a son involved as well, right?
My daughter, I'm real proud of, has an MBA, and she lives in Austin, and she does our marketing stuff, and she's very involved. She continues to be involved on a daily basis in, you know, marketing efforts and employee relations. So my son is not involved in the business, but he's involved in the real estate. He's an attorney, and you know, he's enormous help in doing all the property stuff we have going on. We have a lot of property stuff going on, and a lot of tenants are in some trouble, and there's certainly going to be an issue about the collection of rent and lots of other things. So the two of us are involved in trying to fill out these government forms to participate in these programs.
Yeah, all right. And so the business that you're getting, tell us, generally, it's Robert's Carpet and Fine Floors, so you sell better-in goods, which are normally installed by your crews. What kind of business are you doing today?
There's no question the retail business has decreased significantly, and it's primarily due to a dramatic decrease in traffic in the stores, which is totally understandable. I'd say so far about 75% of the folks that had bought product that were scheduled for installation are still accepting installations. We're sending our installers with masks and gloves, and they are doing installation. We're still trying to socially do the social distance thing and all of that to maintain safety for everyone involved. But the customers want the product that they bought, and we are still doing some installation. The division that we have that does things like new townhome construction and high-rise work that are in unoccupied condominiums, those projects continue.
Yeah.
So I would say probably 75% of that business we retain.
Okay. So you're keeping 75% of the multifamily business that you have. And how much of the retail business is it running now?
Don't even have the numbers because it's too early there.
Yeah.
But the traffic in the stores have dramatically reduced.
Yeah.
So we're not keeping the stores open because the traffic we're getting is justifying it.
Yeah, got you. All right. Well, and I guess Texas is going to put a wall up between Louisiana and Texas, aren't they?
Well, I'll tell you, every time New Orleans has a problem, Houston is affected in a bad way. Yeah, I don't think we're going to do anything to stop folks from coming, but there's no question that New Orleans in particular is a significant problem.
Okay, so one last question. As you debate the moral issue of quarantining and trying to keep the growth of the virus down versus keeping the economy going, you've made the decision that as long as you can do it responsibly, there's nothing wrong with keeping the economy going, right?
Oh, yeah. Like everyone else, I hear all of the debate going on. Mm-hmm. And I do think that there's going to be some result that is required in terms of the diminishment of the amount of business that can be done.
Yeah.
And people do need to do things like socially distance and behave in a responsible way. But the idea of just closing everything down, that's going to be disastrous for a lot of people. And it's going to put a lot of businesses out of business, and they are not going to recover. I don't think people have a clear appreciation for just how devastating that's going to be for millions of people. I'm not making light of people's health risks or, you know, people who get seriously ill, people who are killed by this terrible disease. But the bottom line is, we can all just close every single thing down and, let's say, for the next 3 or 4 months, everyone sit at home and in a mandatory way. But that would absolutely be devastating to, you know, 100 million people. So I just don't see how that's sensible. I do think anything we can do to flatten the curve and then come out on the other side of this and work towards vaccine and all of those other things, I mean, those are critically important issues, but I also come down on the side that I think just about everything that can be done is being done. America is being America.
Right. Have you talked to the other NFA members and kind of what's the consensus there?
A lot of the past presidents, we send emails back and forth. People are worried. There's no question that people are concerned. People are worried. People are worried for their businesses. People are worried for their employees. This is serious. It's hard to overestimate the total effect of this virus. But, you know, the bottom line is you got to keep a sense of humor and you've got to put your head down and keep working and you can't let it become debilitating beyond the degree that it must. We're all determined to make the best of it.
All right, Sam. Thanks again for giving us this time and sharing your insight. There again, we're talking to Sam Roberts, the owner of Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors in Houston, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaLA.net.